Franz Kafka wrote a comic novel called America without ever having gone to America. This didn't matter to him, nor to us, his readers, because his subject was America as a symbol, the dream-slash-nightmare of America as seen by the European outsider. We find this tension and distortion in many works by directors from Europe that are set in the U.S. Certain films by Sergio Leone, Werner Herzog, and Wim Wenders spring to mind. A really striking demonstration of this is a 1991 film by Serbian director Emir Kusturica called Arizona Dream. Kusturica's brand of absurdist humor worked beautifully in his native Yugoslavia in such films as When Father Was Away on Business and Time of the Gypsies, and then later during the tragic Balkan Wars with his masterpiece Underground, winner at the Cannes Festival in 1995. Arizona Dream was a kind of spur-of-the-moment creation. Kusturica was teaching at Columbia and was approached with a script by one of his students, David Atkins. When Johnny Depp, always game for something different and fresh off a big hit with Edward Scissorhands, expressed interest, Kusturica was able to get backing from Warner Brothers for a film. Just describing the plot of the movie gives you an idea of the difference between the idiosyncratic playfulness of a rebel like Kusturica and the usual studio approach to narrative. It starts in Alaska with an Eskimo catching a huge fish, but then falling through the ice along with his dog team. His lead dog saves his life, and later at home in the igloo, the Eskimo gives his little boy a red balloon to play with. The red balloon floats away and ends up in New York, where the story really starts, and we meet Axel Blackmar, played by Depp, working as a fish tagger for Fish and Wildlife on the Hudson. Vincent Gallo shows up as Axel's brother, an aspiring actor who deliberately talks like De Niro and Pacino. He proceeds to get Axel drunk and carts him off to Arizona, where their uncle Leo, played by Jerry Lewis, is getting married to a woman less than half his age and wants Axel to be his best man. He also wants Axel to come back and work for him selling cars, which Axel agrees to do for a couple weeks. But when two of the car dealer's customers show up, a half-crazy mother and her bitter, resentful daughter, played by Faye Dunaway and Lily Taylor, Axel becomes obsessed with Dunaway's character and is drawn into the family drama. That's just the bare bones of the first 45 minutes or so. It's a fantasy lark mixed with humor of the darkest sort. Jerry Lewis is actually very good in the role of the pushy uncle, although of course it's impossible to forget that you're watching Jerry Lewis. Johnny Depp narrates the film, and the screenplay's offbeat, satiric phrasing can be quite funny at times. As an example of what I mean by dark humor, there's a scene in which Lily Taylor tries to hang herself that is hilarious. However, it must be said that soon after Dunaway and Taylor show up, the story starts to go off the rails. Dunaway dreams of flying, so Depp helps her build wacky flying machines. In what's supposed to be an amateur talent show in Tucson, Gallo does an impression of Cary Grant running from the crop duster plane in Hitchcock's North by Northwest. There's a disturbing scene involving Russian roulette. In other words, the film is all over the place and descends into near incoherence. Reportedly, Kusturica stopped shooting for a few weeks in the middle of the project due to a bout of severe depression. That might explain the movie's sudden change of tone away from humor and into bathos. Also, the studio was unhappy with the product and ended up cutting over 20 minutes from the picture, which could only have exacerbated the disjointed style. The quality of the acting helps one to keep watching, not knowing what to expect, and in the end, despite its considerable flaws, there's more to the film than just being a campy misfire. With the perception that only an outsider could bring, Kusturica envisions America, narrowed down to an Arizona that looks and feels like a bizarre dream, as a land of intruders who can never quite feel at home. There are little clues pointing to this, like Depp early in the film talking about Christopher Columbus discovering a place where people already live, Gallo's callous treatment of a mariachi band during a birthday party later on, and of course, the Eskimos in Alaska, a comic contrast with the Arizona theme. Most of all, it is Kusturica's cartoon-like treatment of landscape and setting that sets the tone. Much of the film was shot in Douglas, and you can see the Chiricahua Mountains in a few of the shots, but like Kafka's America, Kusturica's Arizona is a symbol, an often surreal one, an alien Arizona of the mind. There's a special showing of Arizona Dream at the Loft on Sunday, August 12th at 12 noon. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Chris DeShiel.